message.
Ah, the holidays. For some, it's a time of joy, connection, and twinkling lights. But for others, it's a season that feels more like running a marathon through a field of emotional landmines. And if that's you, if you are grieving, alone, or haunted by the ghosts of Christmas past, let's talk about surviving the holidays with grace, humor, and maybe even a little hope. First off, if the holidays bring grief, let's acknowledge it. I can tell you firsthand, pretending that everything is fine is like trying to duct tape a crack in your soul. It's not going to hold. Feel your feelings, but set boundaries. If the holiday dinner table feels overwhelming, it's okay to opt for something quieter. And remember, your loved one is not gone from your heart just because they're not at the table. And for those flying solo this season, like me, it's tempting to feel like you're the only one without a party invite. But here's a thought. Solitude can be an opportunity. This year, make the season about what you love. Want to watch every holiday movie ever made while eating peppermint ice cream in your underwear? Do it. Want to ignore the holidays entirely and just binge your favorite sci-fi series? Well, that's valid too. If your memories of past holidays come with a soundtrack of cringe and pain, give yourself permission to rewrite that narrative. Holidays don't have to follow a script. Light a candle, make a toast, or begin a new tradition that feels authentic to you. The past may whisper, but you get to decide what your present looks like. Here's the bottom line. You don't have to do the holidays like anyone else. If you're grieving, alone, or just over the pressure to be festive, carve out a space for your truth. It's okay to laugh, to cry, or even roll your eyes at all of the chaos. Surviving the holidays is not about perfection. It's about finding your own kind of peace. You've got this. And if no one else tells you today, I'm proud of you for showing up for yourself, even when it's hard. Happy holidays, however you choose to spend them. Mom, Dad, my sweet dog Rupert, I miss you. I love you.